Now, Saudi Arabia has sent new military equipment and troops into neighboring Yemen to fight against the Yemeni local and army forces. Military sources say dozens of tanks, armored vehicles, and hundreds of troops arrived in Yemen via the Saudi border. The sources also say that the military reinforcements are intended to help remnants of the former Yemeni regime in Ma'rib, east of the capital Sana'a, and Shabwa to the southeast. A few days ago, Riyadh deployed hundreds of tanks and military vehicles into the war-torn country. Long columns of M1 Abrams battle tanks rolled out of the port city of Aden northward to Anad's military base in Lahij province. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia relentlessly continues the war on Yemen despite calls for an end to the attacks. Now, the latest attacks, Saudi warplanes launched 6 air raids on the central security camp in Sha'ban area in Ib province. The Saudi military also carried out another 4 air strikes on Al-Saifi area in the district of Sahar in Sa'da province. There have been no reports of casualties yet. Earlier, Saudi warplanes targeted a residential area in Sa'da province, leaving 2 people dead. In other attacks, Saudi forces shelled Zahir and Shida districts in the same province, killing at least 3 civilians, including 2 children. The Saudi war in Yemen has left at least 4,900 people dead since late March. Joining us now from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, is Hussein Al-Bukhaiti. He's an activist and political commentator. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Al-Bukhaiti. Now, first of all, what do you make of Saudi Arabia sending more tanks as well as military equipment into Yemen? Do you think Saudi Arabia is now moving beyond the phase of just airstrikes?
I think they started with the invasion through Aden. With the help of United Arab Emirates troops and tanks. And now there are reports that they are gathering troops by the border of Al-Jawf. And I believe that they want to separate central Yemen, which is Sa'da, Sana'a, Damar, from the rest of the country. They will try to close the Yemen, northern Yemen port in Hudaydah. And as well, they have closed the Sana'a airport. And they want all ships and flights to go through Aden. And for that, they're going to make a similar type to Gaza in the occupied Palestine. And they will create it in central Yemen. As well with the continuing airstrike and blockade, the humanitarian situation and crisis in Yemen is increasing. And especially with the hospital running out of medicine and fuel and other supplies.
Right now, Mr. Al-Bukhaiti, let's not forget that Yemen has been pounded by Saudi Arabia since late March. That's over 4 months now. Relentless bombings have been taking place by the Saudis against Yemeni civilian areas as well as military infrastructure. Will the Yemenis be able to resist?
Always, if you destroy an army of a country, then you will have groups of fight, a guerrilla fight, and it's hard and it's impossible to defeat those groups. And we've seen in Palestine as well in southern Lebanon when Israel and the United States they failed to defeat Hezbollah, and as well here in Yemen, we have seen the same Saudi strategy. Used in Yemen, similar to what the Israel used against Gaza and against Lebanon by destroying all infrastructure. But I'm sure the Yemeni people now, because this is an invasion, a foreign invasion on Yemen, this will unite Yemeni more. And they wanted, just I want to mention that after they have controlled Aden and they seized Lahj, Al-Qaeda has destroyed the only church in Aden, and they have vandalized a Christian graveyard. And as well, yesterday they have destroyed Imam Omar bin Ali al-Saqqaf Mosque in Lahj, just hours after the Saudi has controlled that city. And I think what they want to create in Yemen is similar to what in Syria, And just one thing, one last thing. We've seen that the United States, when they destroyed Iraq and when they spread terrorism all around Iraq, they have invaded Iraq directly and they have lost thousands of soldiers. That's why in Syria, they used a different type by sending terrorists, by helping terrorists, but without a direct invasion. They have failed to do this in Yemen through terrorists like they did in Syria. That's why instead of going straight and sending American troops or British troops into Yemen, they have used the Arabic country, a rich oil country, to do the job that they have failed to do through terrorists in Yemen.
All right, that's Hussein Al-Bukhaiti, activist and political commentator, joining us from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Mr. Al-Bukhaiti, thank you very much indeed for your analysis there.